Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Then Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, slightly different times, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You can also see the show, although there's not much to see. It's just me. The Facebook live stream, you go to my profile page on Facebook, Dimitri, that's with three I's. It's the one with over 7,000 followers. There are some fake ones out there, but the real one is over 7,000 followers. And also the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Now, I've got the audio here for Bloom Dummy and what they did yesterday, what they said about me. I'm going to respond to all of this. But we also have people calling who are raising concerns. This is a very big issue throughout the valley. And this is a Richland Township election. Very big issue. We've got a caller on the line here. What's your first name and where are you calling from? Ma'am, you're on the air.
Dimitri, I might lose you because I'm traveling, but anyway, I just wanted to raise the point that candidates, I believe, have a limited amount they can spend, and also their signage is not supposed to be a certain distance from the polling places.
Is somebody violating these rules that you know of?
I just wanted to point that out. I mean, there are stipulations for, I believe, candidates when you are running for an elected position, as far as the amount you can spend.
Right. You had a concern about radio, the radio commercials. What you want to share that with our listeners? You're breaking up. What? We've lost her.
One of the had a commercial on there, so I was thinking that would cost a significant amount of money, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, I can address some of that. Now, thank you very much for the call. Please drive carefully. Radio is a medium that a lot of people use, and the results are just incredible. Just ask Serena Heckathorne or Herb Electric or Ohio Valley Waste Systems or Jeff's Auto Body and on and on and on. The Fat Apple, it goes on forever. But that's why a lot of candidates, not everyone, but a lot of candidates use radio because it is extremely efficient and extremely powerful. And that's what they do. I don't know how else to answer this. All right, so back to this. If you just joined us, I was attacked yesterday by three characters on another radio station owned by another company. It's an old AM station. I used to work there. It used to be very hot, and now it's just wasting away to nothing. And it's something, it's called like Bloomquist Experience or Bloom Daddy, some combination of that. It's on VA. It's, you know, if you're still listening to AM radio over there. And there are three characters. There's I call him Cleveland Dave, and there's a person who had been known as Andrea and now wants to be known as Sam. Don't make fun of her pronouns or his pronouns. And a guy named Otis, whose real name is Tim, who's actually a narc for the state when it comes to alcohol abuse. He actually has a badge, 106, I think is the number of the badge. And he rats out businesses that violate alcohol laws. Those are the three. And it's like, okay, fine, you know, whatever, who cares? Well, turns out yesterday they were attacking me because I had the nerve to share with you the information about this million-dollar white elephant in Richland Township. They used COVID money, almost $1 million, to build this, like, nothing-type building around 4,000 square feet. Nobody knew about it. Oh, we put a public notice in the Times Leader, so everybody should have known about it. Nobody knew about this. I didn't know about it. Nobody knew about this. And we had them all in here, and they defended their decision. Okay, fine. Now the voters get to decide. And again, I don't have any dog in this fight. I really don't. I like all three of them. I barely met Jay Stevens the first time in person when he was here at the debate. I don't know these. You know, I have no axe to grind with any of them. If I had, believe me, you would have heard about it, you know, on and on and on and on. My big concern was, why would you spend almost $1 million of COVID money on a useless building when you could have given that money for all sorts of health-related issues throughout Richland Township, to schools, to hire nurses, or to get more medical supplies, or to the coroner's office in Belmont County, Dr. Amanda Fisher, for her needs, or the Belmont County Health Department, and on and on and on and on and on. But it was like, okay, fine. So yesterday, I get a heads up that they were attacking me. This Bloom Dummy, Bloomquist Daddy experience thing with the Sam, formerly known as Andrea, and Otis, the narc for the state alcohol police. We have the audio. I offered that a Facebook live stream to have them come on. It was an invitation. I cleared it with the ownership of this radio station. He said, fine, they have them come on if they want to address this so that I can be accused and right to my face. And we would even have a special show after 9 o'clock, after I get off the air on the radio side, or we'll do it tomorrow or whenever. What kind of response did I get to my invitation? So I guess I'm going to have to address their concerns based on what we have here with the audio. So this can be a bit rough because I'm an idiot when it comes to technology. But we do have it, and I'm going to play a little bit of it, and then I'm going to address it, play some more, and address that. The bottom line here seems to be that they are very, very, very upset with me because I had the nerve to bring up this issue, because David, who I actually do like personally, is really, really, really good buddies with Rick Farrell and Jim DeNoble. And that's fine. They're all good people. But he apparently was really, really, really upset that I was telling you about this story because nobody else here in the Valley in the news media was covering it. And it makes his buddies look really bad. At least I think they do. So he comes after me. Cleveland Dave is coming after me. Oh, you don't believe me? Okay. Let's see, make sure I potted this up. And this, I think I've got all this right now. So let's get started. This is from yesterday's show. So when they're making references, it's regarding yesterday's show. Today is Election Day. And then I'll stop this and comment periodically. There we go.
Anyway, day before elections, and I wanted to throw my two cents in. I can't believe I'm actually going to talk about a township trustee race, because in the whole relative scheme of things, that's usually a race that not too many people care about and, quite honestly, doesn't get a lot of media exposure. But in this case...
But. I'm the but. Because I'm the only one who has alerted everybody in Richland Township and Belmont County and throughout the Ohio Valley about this. They disparage Richland Township and the Richland Township trustee election. You just heard David Bloomquist say that. You're also going to hear Sam say it as well. It's like, we can't understand why we're even talking about this. Of course you can understand it, because that's what I've been talking about. And they make all the veiled references to me. All of this, it's amazing to me. I bring this up and they're angry with me. They're not angry with the trustees. They're not angry about the $1 million spent on this useless white elephant that could have been spent in so many better ways for the health, the good health of the people here in the Valley. No, they're angry at me because I brought it up.
I think I need to make a statement. Now, I know Sam covered it on Friday. She's been covering it, and I think she's done a fantastic job. What I want to say is, Richland Township trustee race, Rick Farrell, Jimmy DeNoble, I know them both incredibly well. Those are two guys you need to vote for. And I'm going to tell you why.
Make note of what he just said. Those are two guys you need to vote for. We'll come back to this in a little bit. These are two guys you need to vote for. This is what Bloomquist just said, or well, what you just heard from yesterday's show. Now, he's going to go on and say good stuff about him, and I'll tell you right now, I agree with him. These are good guys. I'm not going to dispute anything that David said about either one of these two guys. These are good guys. They've done really, really good things. God bless them. I think that's great. I'm going to agree with David in this next section here.
First of all, Jimmy DeNoble. I was on St. Clairsville Junior Sports with Jimmy DeNoble for almost 18 years. Every day I was up at those ball fields, dragging them, raking them, getting water off of them. And there were two guys there with me all the time, Jimmy DeNoble and a guy by the name of Kenny Coleman. And neither of them had kids in the organization. Neither of them had grandkids in the organization. So why were they up there hours on end? Because they care about the community. They wanted to have nice ball fields for the kids, even though there was nobody in their family benefiting from any of it. That's the kind of guy that Jimmy DeNoble is. Jimmy DeNoble is one of the hardest working guys I've ever seen. He's a quality human being, and I know he takes being a trustee very seriously, and he's willing to bend over for anybody. It doesn't matter if you have money. It doesn't matter if you have prestige. It doesn't matter if you're at the bottom of the barrel. You go to Jimmy DeNoble with an issue, he's going to help you. Rick Farrell. Rick Farrell probably put more into the soccer programs in Belmont County than anybody I know. Had a passion for it. And Rick has that same passion as a township trustee for you. This guy lives at the courthouse. He's constantly checking on things, going over things. He's putting 110% into that job. These are two very, very good guys. Two very, very good family guys, and two guys who you want to be your township trustee in Richland Township.
Who you want to be your trustee in Richland Township. Again, he's saying those are two guys you need to vote for. These are two guys you want as your trustee. Fine. Fine. That's how David feels about his good buddies. And I don't disagree with what he just said in describing how good they are and how much they have given back to the community. I agree with him. If this election were about which of the two best human beings we could vote for trustee, I would have to guess, because I don't know Jay Stevens anywhere near as well as these two. I would have to say, yeah, well, these two incumbents, they're really, really, really good guys. And so, yeah. But you see, that's not the issue. It's not the issue of who's the better human being. Jimmy Carter was a better human being than, well, whatever. The bottom line is this. If it was simply a question of who are really, really, really good human beings, Rick Farrell, Jim DeNoble, no question. They're wonderful. They've done lots and lots of great work. That's not the issue. The issue is what I've been talking about now for several weeks. That was brought to my attention by Jay Stevens because I didn't know about this. $1 million in COVID money. They build this white elephant that is not needed. No transparency, no news releases, no meetings. What should we do with $1 million? Oh, what you, none of that stuff. One public notice or whatever. I'm gonna, public notice or notices in the Times Leader, and that's it. The issue is not whether these are good guys. They're very good guys. I agree with David on this. I've been telling you this for a long time. The issue is the story that I have brought up and I've been hammering away because I think people need to hear this. This next segment, right after this break, this is where it gets really, really ugly. I warn you now. I warn you right now.